Well, the Cowboys assistant coach joins us on the phone, and his name is David Tangatatoa, and he joins us after a brilliant performance by the North Queensland Cowboys, undefeated through that nines. David, welcome to the program, mate.
Yeah, thanks. Morning, gents.
Not a drama. Now, firstly, have you made the trip back from Perth, or are you still over there?
We've just got into the office now. So.
Oh, beautiful.
We obviously flew in late last night, and the boys were obviously back in training today. So
I've loved the concept. There's obviously some people out there that don't like the concept because they don't want their players to get injured. But I thought it was great to have the footy back. Before you guys lobbed in Perth, was there a sense of belief from you and other parts of the coaching staff that you guys would perform the way you did?
Obviously, we went with a youngish squad, so a lot of those blokes it was their first time at NRL level, so it was really pleasing to see those guys perform the way they did at that level. So, we had some older experienced blokes like Jason Taumalolo and Josh McGuire, so we thought there was a nice mix of experienced guys with a bit of youth there.
Now, David, I hope I get this right. Hamiso Tshibuwe, yep. Fidel.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
Right.
Well done, mate.
Did take some time to get there. Run us through him, mate. Quite clearly, he was just a sensation that came from nowhere. I don't think the kid can play until July this year. He's not in the top 30. But run us through how you found him and why he's become such an instant sensation.
Yeah, well, he's a young Cairns kid. Obviously, our recruitment staff signed him a couple of years ago. He actually ran a 100-metre race up in Cairns in barefoot, and the rest of the race had spikes on. So he's obviously got some speed there, and he's gone through all our junior pathways and played Queensland and Australian schoolboys, and it was really pleasing for obviously Hammer to basically get a shot this weekend, and I think everyone saw the skills that he's got, and he's obviously 18 years old, and it was probably the first time that he's played against grown men. So I guess he's the third position fullback. So now he's got to play against men and competing it for 80 minutes, and if Keith's developing the way he's going, I'm sure we'll see him in the NRL at some stage.
Yeah, you may do. One person we are going to see, and I've got to ask you, I imagine there's a lot of talk about this gentleman. It's Val Holmes. He's back. He started probably his pre-season a little bit later than most, but he's such a good athlete, he's probably fitted straight in, and you guys will be looking forward to seeing him out there come the start of the season.
Yeah, mate. He's a pro, Val. He's obviously come back, and he's fitted in really well. He wants to play fullback, and he's trained there all sort of pre-season. And I can't knock him. He's come back, great attitude, great trainer, and he's definitely added something to our team. So we're all really excited to obviously see Val come out and play, and he's itching to get back and play rugby league again. So he's a local Townsville kid, which really helps. So we're really excited to see how we go this year.
Did the coaching staff have to do much with him from a physical point of view, with his body shape changing a little bit going to the NFL? There was a little bit of talk that he was a bit bigger, maybe not as agile. Did you look at all of that at the start of the year and say this is what he really needs to work on for the start?
Yeah, the performance staff had a look at him when he first got in, and to Val's credit, he was only a couple of kilos heavier than what he was when he left. So. Mm-hmm. So they've been really good at his transition back into obviously training with the NRL. So, but Val, I reckon it would have been only a week that he sort of we drip feeded him into training, and then after the first week, he was back into doing everything. So he hasn't missed a beat since he's come back.
We're chatting to David Tangatatoa, the Cowboys assistant coach. David, talk us through the new stadium up there. We're seeing bits and pieces come through in our press down here, but that's a pretty monumental moment in the club's history, the fact that you get that purpose-built stadium, new training facilities, etc., and you'd be obviously looking to turn that into a fortress.
Yeah, that's the plan. We had a full club day there with all the staff 2 weeks ago on the Wednesday, and that was a sort of first look at it. the field's three quarters done. Obviously, they've got a, I think it's Elk John opening the stadium. So they've left a part of the field unturfed until that content's over. But we had a look last Wednesday, and it's not a bad seat in the house. It's a really nice stadium, and we just can't wait to start playing there this year.
David, since the victory in 2015, the club, I wouldn't say has been disappointing, but you probably haven't had that sustained success that you thought victory in that grand final might lead to. Why is that?
Good question. Obviously, there's a playing group that played a lot of footy together, and the likes of Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott, a few of those guys that that basically have left the club now. So it was a real sort of transition period for the club. We obviously didn't expect to go as poorly as we have, but this young group that you saw on the weekend, the club's done really well to bring these guys through the last year or so. So hopefully these guys keep progressing the way we hope they do. We're looking for a much better 2020 season.
David, what's the plan in the lead-up to the season? A couple of trial games and a little bit more training than trial games, and then sort of being fully fit and prepared?
Yeah, so we've got two trials. We've got one against the Broncos this weekend in Cairns, and then we're down in Melbourne the following weekend to play Melbourne. So we've got those two trials. We'll have a week off, and then we're into round one again against the Broncos up here. So, we've got two trials to sort of work out what our best team is for round one, and everyone will be at a crack there, and then have a week off, and then all be all ready for that first game against Brisbane up here in the new stadium.
David, has the coaching staff told Val Holmes that he doesn't have to come out and be a superstar early on? I mean, it's going to take time, but there's a lot of expectation and a lot of pressure. Have you guys made it clear to him that he doesn't have to be a superstar from round one onwards?
Yeah, we probably haven't had that chat with him. We've been pretty focused around our pre-season, our training. So, and then obviously last weekend with the Nines, we spent a couple of days around the Nines. But obviously today and tomorrow, now we'll start planning for obviously this first trial against the Broncos and who's going to play there and who's not. So, as I said before, Val's a really professional athlete. He's got a great attitude. He's trained really well there. So, I think he'll be fine with not only his preparation but his performance once he does play there at fullback.
It's a very good squad when you look at it. Mm. I mean, you look at the forwards, you now look at the backs. Is the expectation minimum top four, or is it just make the top eight and we work our way through?
Oh, look, yeah, we finished 13th last year, so we've got a lot of improvement to do as a squad. So we haven't put any sort of expectations on our club or our team at the moment, but we need to make sure that we're a lot better than what we were last year. And the boys have had a pretty long off season up here in the heat, and they train really well, so they've prepared themselves, obviously the best that they can, and hopefully we trial well and get some confidence. Obviously, Broncos are a good team, and Melbourne sort of speak for themselves. So we're just hoping we trial really well there, and then look forward to that first game against the Broncos.
David, would it be fair to say Michael Morgan hasn't sustained the level that he set himself 2-3 years ago?
Mick had a really good year. Obviously, leading the Cowboys went for that run into the GF. So, to mix the back Mick up, he probably hasn't had that sustained playing spine around him. Obviously, last year there was a lot of changing around the fullback, hooker, and his other halves pairing there. So. Hopefully we can sort of give him a bit more support around that this year. Young Reece Robson's come from the Dragons. Obviously, we've spoken about Valentine Holmes, Scott Drinkwater, Jake Clifford. So there's a bit more stability around those key playmaking positions. So hopefully we can get a combination there that works nice and early, and Mick can sort of get a bit of support around him, because last year I just thought there was way too much pressure on Mick's shoulders.
All right, mate. Dave, enjoy the win. Soak it up. And I guess the battle's just beginning, isn't it? You've got the trials now, and as you said, and then before you know it, you'll be playing season football. And let's hope North Queensland can do that area proud, because they're very, very proud with their rugby league up there, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are, mate. Yeah.
All right, David. Tangata Toa, the assistant coach for the Cowboys, after their big victory, of course, over in Perth, winning the NRL Nines.